And it was murder. I don't doubt that anymore. Chapter 2. Until today, I hadn't done a mind log since I was 13. I like to imagine it will help me if I focus my mind and record my thoughts. I have no idea if that's true, but I have to try something. Mrs. Matsumoto, when I saw her way up there in Cloudville, said that I should focus on the facts of what happened, the facts of that day. So what follows is the facts. Okay, I feel sick. I hate making myself think about it, but I have to. That morning, I woke up and everything was normal. The rain drumming away, me lying there, inhaling the too strong scent of lavender and lime flower generated from the old cheap sheets. I had some song in my head, not Neo Maxi's for once. A slow song from one of those new wave magneto bands from Beijing. One of the ones about unrequited love. I don't know why I always liked songs about unrequited love. I had never felt unrequited love. I probably hadn't felt requited love either, and I'd never done anything physical with a boy that hadn't been computer simulated. But I guess some things you can relate to without actually feeling them yourself. Anyway, it was just another grey, wet Wednesday.